James Carlton joins us now. James, I hope you're telling your boys all about the transvenous. They might possibly still be alive, given the wonders of modern medicine by 2117.
You never know. I might be as well.
James, I can tell. Anyway, let's not go there.
God help us all. Let's look at the papers. The Financial Review, green tape war over Reinhardt mine. The Federal Environment Minister, Tony Burke, has frozen the approval process for a $6.4 billion Queensland coal project owned by Gina Reinhardt, triggering a political row with the new Liberal National Government that has upset the breakthrough state-federal agreement to cut red tape. Of course, we have an interest rate decision as well. A wary RBA buys crisis insurance, says the Financial Review. The rate cut links to a carbon backlash, says the Melbourne Age. The Reserve Bank worried that Australians are unreasonably pessimistic about the economy, and it believes that the campaign against the carbon tax is to blame. So maybe we have the carbon tax reducing interest rates, one for the books. We have the Canberra Times. It's a local budget squeeze, ACT Public Service. No major job cuts, but less money will be spent in the capital on travel advertising consultants. Plus, the Real Estate Institute came out saying that Canberra homes are the most affordable. Sure, they're expensive, but Canberrans earn a lot. That was the thinking. $2,800 a week, the median family income in Canberra. But, of course, it's all how you measure these things. Welfare groups say strip out the senior public servants on their high pay, and Canberra has low-income people just like everywhere else. And for them, Canberra is among the least affordable in the country, with almost no low-cost rent at all and much less affordable properties to buy in the nation's capital. The Daily Telegraph, we have sent off shock end to Gallup era. It's the rugby league boss, David Gallup, given marching orders, global search for a new CEO, players and officials caught off guard. As Warwick mentioned, all we really know from the carefully worded statement is that the resignation is in order to deliver a fresh approach to the administration of the game. The Sydney Morning Herald, we have the Defence Minister, Stephen Smith, taking extraordinary precautions against Chinese espionage before arriving in Beijing yesterday. The minister and his entourage left mobile phones and laptops in Hong Kong on purpose before proceeding to mainland China, after such devices were reportedly compromised during previous ministerial visits. Fake cop scandal in the West Australian. Teenager in stolen police uniform enters the East Perth Watch House. He's 18. He's been arrested and charged. The paper says he did some work experience for police. He allegedly had stolen a handcuff and baton at his home, and he entered secure facilities unchallenged in uniform on several occasions. It was only last Friday that a supervisor at the East Perth Watch House questioned his credentials. Police initially believed that Franny was part of maybe a widespread network of others. Now it looks like more a young teenager with a fixation on becoming a police officer, simply.
That's hilarious. Thanks very much, James. It's 10 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.